Chapter 5. And as for you, O son of man, take for yourself a sharp sword. As a barber's razor you will take it for yourself, and you must make it pass along upon your head and upon your beard. And you must take for yourself weighing scales, and divide the hair in portions. A third you will burn in the very fire in the midst of the city, as soon as the days of the siege have come to the full. And you must take another third. You will strike it with the sword all around her. And the last third you will scatter to the wind, and I shall draw out a sword itself after them. And you must take therefrom a few in number, and wrap them up in your skirts. And others of them you will take, and you must pitch them into the midst of the fire, and incinerate them in the fire. From one a fire will go forth to all the house of Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. This is Jerusalem. In the midst of the nations I have set her, with lands all around her. And she proceeded to behave rebelliously against my judicial decisions in wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the lands that are all around her. For my judicial decisions they rejected, and as for my statutes they did not walk in them. Therefore this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that you people were more turbulent than the nations that are all around you, in my statutes you did not walk, and my judicial decisions you did not perform, but according to the judicial decisions of the nations that are all around you, you performed, did you not? Therefore this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Here I am against you, O city, even I, and I will execute in the midst of you judicial decisions in the eyes of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and the like of which I shall not do any more, by reason of all your detestable things. Therefore fathers themselves will eat sons in the midst of you, and sons themselves will eat their fathers. And I will execute in you acts of judgment, and scatter all the remainder of you to every wind. Therefore, as I am alive, is the utterance of the Sovereign Lord Jehovah, surely for the reason that it was my sanctuary that you defiled with all your disgusting things, and with all your detestable things, I myself also am the one that will diminish you, and my eye will not feel sorry, and I myself also will not show compassion. A third of you, by the pestilence they will die, and by famine they will come to their end in the midst of you. And another third, by the sword they will fall all around you. And the last third, I shall scatter even to every wind, and a sword is what I shall draw out after them. And my anger will certainly come to its finish, and I will appease my rage on them, and comfort myself. And they will have to know that I myself, Jehovah, have spoken in my insistence on exclusive devotion when I bring my rage to its finish upon them. And I shall make you a devastated place and a reproach among the nations that are all around you before the eyes of every passer-by. And you must become a reproach and an object of reviling words, a warning example and a horror to the nations that are all around you, when I do in you acts of judgment in anger and in rage and in raging reproofs. I myself, Jehovah, have spoken. When I send the injurious arrows of the famine upon them, which must prove to be for ruination, which arrows I shall send to bring you people to ruin, even famine I shall increase upon you people, and I will break your rods around which ring-shaped loaves are suspended. And I will send upon you people famine and injurious wild beasts, and they must bereave you of children, and pestilence and blood themselves will pass along through you, and a sword I shall bring in upon you. I myself, Jehovah, have spoken.